I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's a new year, a new decade, and a new era in Frankfort as the 2020 Kentucky General Assembly gavels into session later today. In the governor's office, a new man with a familiar last name and a tall task for both his administration and the legislature. Joining me for the first Capital Chat segment of the year is Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello, Alan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you.
Okay, so
thanks.
We have the legislature will get underway. It is a budget session, which means it's a lot of heavy lifting to go on in this session.
That's right. It is a budget session, so the lawmakers have to complete a 2-year budget for the state, a biennial budget. And amid all of that activity, people are calling for tax reform, pension reform, for lawmakers to address the opioid crisis in the state, to deal with education issues. So there's a laundry list of things going on besides the budget. I think one of the big issues might be tax reform, because some folks are saying, well, we need to reform taxes to see what kind of revenue we have before we can spend money. But tax reform's always been an issue. And you had alluded to Governor Andy Beshear's father, Steve Beshear. He put together a blue ribbon task force, you'll remember, to address tax reform, and nothing really happened. So we'll just have to see if that goes anywhere.
Yes, it's hard to ignore the fact that the governor of Kentucky and his administration are Democrats, whereas the legislature is controlled by Republicans with supermajorities in both houses.
That's right. So the governor will put forth his budget, and then the lawmakers can take parts or all of it or none of it as they craft their own. One thing with the tax reform that's interesting, though, is, Alan, there are some large organizations with some lobbying clout in Frankfort calling for tax reform, including the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, the Kentucky Education Association, the Association of Manufacturers. Some of these organizations are saying, look, we need tax reform in this state in order to compete with other states and to fund programs and projects that need funded.
And Governor Beshear has already said, speaking of the educators, that any part of his budget is going to include a $2,000 pay raise for each teacher in our state.
That's right. So one of the criticisms is, where will that money come from? But in my view, I think that's kind of a shrewd political move on his behalf, because since he's asking for that $2,000 per teacher, the Republicans are going to have to say no. As you mentioned, they have a supermajority in both chambers of the General Assembly. So they're the ones who are going to have to deny that to teachers who want that, obviously. So it's an election year, and the teachers are showing some political clout, some unity. And are Republicans going to deny that? That'll be interesting to see. I think, like I said, I think Governor Beshear knew what he was doing when he put that detail out in the public eye.
And Laura, when we're talking in terms of leadership in the legislature, you know, not much has changed that much on the Republican side, but there are some new faces in leadership roles in the Democratic side.
That's right. In the Democratic House caucus, the members have elected Joni Jenkins, who's a Democrat from Louisville, as the minority floor leader, and Angie Hatton, who's from Whitesburg, as the minority whip. And so they have two women in positions of leadership over there. And then Derek Graham rounds out that leadership team. He's the minority caucus chair, and he's a Democrat from Frankfort.
How long of a honeymoon do you think the Beshear administration will have with certain members of the General Assembly? We didn't hear anything in terms of, you know, during the inauguration or any, you know, there are clouds, storm clouds on the horizon or anything like that. It just seemed like we had almost like a return to civility in Frankfort. And how long do you think that'll last?
I don't know. I think, you know, it depends on some of the legislation, I think. But you're right. Right now, at this point, it seems like people are willing to work with each other. I think Governor Beshear did score some points with Republicans when he named Daniel Cameron, the incoming attorney general, now attorney general, to fill the last weeks of his term when the governor was sworn in as as governor, of course, he left a vacancy in the attorney general's office. He could have appointed somebody else, but he went ahead and appointed Daniel Cameron, who had won the election. So I think people appreciated that. It makes a lot of common sense, but it is kind of a nod to civility, as you said.
Back to some of the bills that have already been pre-filed and what that might portend for the session itself. We have a bathroom bill that is making its way. Also, sports gambling, sports betting. There's a little talk about that as well.
There is talk about that. Some people are looking at sports betting and perhaps expanded gambling as ways to help with the budget shortfall or to generate new revenue. But another big topic is going to be dealing with opioids. There have been a couple pre-filed bills on that. And you'd be surprised, Alan, how many people are behind dealing with that. It's causing problems with the labor force, with the workforce in Kentucky. Even the Kentucky Realtors Association has said in their legislative agenda that they want the lawmakers to address opioid reform. The Chamber of Commerce, the League of Cities, there's so many organizations who are looking at that issue. Education's another one. You know, in 2017, the General Assembly passed charter school legislation. Charter schools have not been funded. And there's a bill that's been pre-filed to repeal that, which, of course, the Education Association likes that. They back that. So there are a lot of other pretty major things out there on the table as well.
And then we have some overly partisan bills. For one would strip some of the power from the current Secretary of Transportation, who is Jim Gray, and then also one to eliminate the position of Lieutenant Governor.
That's right. And that comes up, the elimination of the Lieutenant Governor and the Treasurer's Office, the State Treasurer's Office. Those issues pop up every now and again. The one to strip the Transportation Cabinet Secretary of power, that's a new one. And that's sponsored by State Senator Jimmy Higdon, who's a Republican from Lebanon. He's pre-filed that bill, rather. And that would create a board to oversee transportation and road projects and some contracts that the Secretary of the Cabinet has right now. Critics of that bill find it to be overly partisan. They say that this is the first time that the legislature has tried to strip power from the executive branch. And if that bill were to pass, I suspect there would be a lawsuit challenging that because it could affect the separation of powers in the state.
Well, we are just getting rolling on the 2020 session, and there will be plenty of time for us to analyze and talk about it. And as always, our guest on Capital Chat is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Collin-Glasscock. We will talk again next week.
Yes, thank you, Alan.